better sleep and diet tweak. If you want to look better, one of the most common suggestions is eat less and move more. But as most of us know it, it's not as simple or accurate as that. Between life, work, children, and exercising, the one thing you might be forgetting about is sleep. Joining us now is health contributor, personal coach, and wellness coach, Jake Laspinato. He's back with us this morning. Jake, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Now, let's get right into this. I think it's fair to say that sleep impacts what you eat.
Lack thereof sleep has a very big impact on not only what we eat, but also on the function of our brain, the function of our hormonal system. You know, when we're tired, when we're exhausted, when we can't really operate at a high level as if we were getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night, we're going to want to reach for foods that are going to give us that initial hit or that initial rush of energy, which is like most times what people end up doing is they're reaching for caffeine, they're reaching for processed carbohydrates, processed sugars.
Yes, and because we think of food as our energy source.
Food is such a big contributor to our energy levels. Our circadian rhythms are our natural sleeping cycles. When we go to sleep at night, we have different repairs that are going on in the body. So the physical repairs are our body working on our immune system, and then psychological, that's going to be our brain being able to rest. And then with a lack thereof, now we're not operating optimally, so we're not going to make the proper choices that we would if we were getting a full night's sleep.
So you mentioned thinking. There's a lot of science that seems to show that our thoughts, actions, and mood might play an even bigger role in our health and general wellness than previously thought. So Jake, when it comes to losing weight, our mind can be an extremely powerful and effective tool.
I really love that you said powerful and effective, because it can be powerful in a positive way, but it can also be really powerful in a negative way. There's been lots of research done in high-level doctors and practitioners who have done research around this. The average person thinks 69,000 thoughts a day, 90% of which those thoughts are actually negative. The way we think is going to impact the results that we get. And it kind of goes back to what we had talked about, I believe, on the first segment of this health segment, is we want to think about what we want for our lives and the results that we want to get. Not only, of course, in the gym and with losing weight, but every area. If we're constantly in a negative state, then those are the type of results we're going to get. So if it's, you know, self-criticism, if it's not believing in ourselves, I always work with my clients. I work on this myself daily, thinking about, okay, what do I want for my life? Let's think more positive. If negative thoughts coming up, let's be aware of those negative thoughts. All right, rather than thinking, oh, you know, I'm not fit enough, or, you know, I'm not skinny enough, I don't have enough muscle. You know, these are very common thoughts for people working on themselves, and something that's super important and super powerful. This is a quote from Gandhi, and it's one of the most powerful quotes I believe to be around thought. He says, your beliefs become your thought become your words become your actions become your habits become your values, and your values become your destiny. And I think that in itself, the bomb drop on how
absolutely something to really think about. Another weight loss tool that we kind of had mentioned, and I saw this over the weekend, is there's no better way to center your mind than to take deep breaths. So like Mac Jones, when he was playing for the Patriots, on the sidelines, we would see him inhale and exhale. And I guess it was just nothing I ever really thought about. And when people were asking what he's doing, he said, I'm just trying to set my mind straight.
I really love that. And I love to see professional athletes doing that, because it's so important for us, especially, I'll say this first, and then I'll get into what that can relate into our health. But breathing is essential for us living. I actually was just listening to strength and conditioning coach and holistic health practitioner Paul Check. I've studied many of his programs. He's one of the best in the world, in my opinion, in holistic health. And he's talking about breathing. And it's breathing is what helps to calm our nervous, bring us back down, especially out of our head. So it kind of correlates in with thinking, right? Someone who's an overthinker, can't really stop the mind racing, thinking really negatively. If we can start taking some deep breath, and what I like to do with my clients called Bach breathing, it's a 4 second inhale, 4 second hold, 4 second exhale, 4 second hold. And you repeat that. And what we start to do is we start to get more oxygen to the brain, oxygen to the body. We're able to slow our heart rate down. We're able to get more present in what's happening in this moment. And it's especially good for lowering cortisol levels and lowering stress hormones. hormones, where, again, here's that word stress coming up, is we're able to take our body out of that fight or flight bond and get into rest and digest. The more cortisol, the more stress hormones that are going through our body, the more fat we're going to hold on to, the more likely we are going to reach for stimulants and foods that aren't really going to be healthy for our bodies, that can help to really center and get back to, okay, what's happening right now and how can I get super focused? And I practice breathing every single day. It's been so powerful, and especially for professional athletes, for anybody, really.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to think that something so simple can have such a good impact on our lives.
And that's what's so crazy about all this stuff, Corey, is that like most of the stuff we're talking about, I mean,
it's just basic stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, breathing, it's free.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, Jake, how can people get in touch with you?
People can get in touch with me through social media. My Instagram tag is at Coach Jake Lospinato. Facebook as well, I'm on there as Jake Lospinato. People can also feel free to email me. My email is coachjakelospinato@gmail.com. I love talking about this stuff. I love helping people with this stuff.
And I'll certainly put that on our website and social media.
So next week, I want to talk a little bit more about, I'm sure people listening to this segment are starting, what are some changes I can make? Or, you know, maybe I don't feel super comfortable going into the gym. And I've been working on building more small group class that help to build a community and help people, especially who may feel a little bit uncomfortable coming in the gym alone, to have a community and to have some fun workout together. So we're going to take a dive a little deeper into that.
Sounds great, Jake. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too, Corey. Thanks.